So we lingered on sonship yesterday, and I said he wouldn't move you round to the next place in the circle until he was absolutely sure you'd really got it. Got who you are and who you belong to. You really, really have changed parents. You really, really have a new life. You really, really are a new creation. You are now a citizen of a different nation, a different kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. And in that place, everything will come to you. You fight from the victory Jesus won on the cross, not towards it. No one can shift you from this position. You have three things, remember? Can you tell me what they are? All right, I'll jog your memory. You have security, significance, and self-worth. You are not where you were, you are not where you are going to be, but you are on your way. You have seen that God is circular in his thinking. Everything comes from him and goes back to him, and you are there in the middle. That he always sees what you can become, not what you are. So when he has fully established you in your place as a much-loved child and not before, he moves you into servanthood. Everything flows from relationship. Without that firmly in place, he will not move you into service. Your fellows may, your leaders may, but he will not. In this part of the circle, you have to learn to serve properly under his tuition, under the watchful eye of the Holy Spirit, and not with a hidden agenda. Not with an ulterior motive like, I'll serve this so as I can move in my gifting. But serve. Clean the toilets, make the tea, love the people. Yeah, love them. The good, the bad and the downright ugly, warts and all, because he does. It's here that you learn to suffer interruption of your plans, discomfort, maybe even deprivation. Think about Joe again for a minute here. He's really a good example. He gets this prophecy while he's wet behind the ears, mouths it off to anyone within range, and the next thing he's down a hole. Very funny, guys. Game's up, okay? But it wasn't. It was the start of his training to become what God saw, a man to whom he could entrust the welfare of a vast nation, Egypt. Second only to Pharaoh, Joe suffered all right. We're told that his soul was laid in iron. But he developed the right mindset and attitude. He held no one accountable for his predicament. He saw that it was all working for good. So in this place of servanthood, you will learn as he did, that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Key words, called according to his purpose, not yours. It's in this place that all self-seeking and self-serving dies, that you only want him and what he wants. Here you learn what it means to be aligned with him and really serve him. Wherever he chooses to place you, and do it willingly with a smile on your face, no matter what. It takes time, for some longer than others. But he makes sure we don't move on to the next staging post until we're ready. Life in the Spirit isn't for the faint-hearted, beloved. It will cost you everything you have. He did warn you, but it will bring you into a place in the Spirit that you couldn't even dream about. Come on. Let's keep going with this thing. We can't lose, can we?